Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random show. We see how long we can hang on. And then I give you my first impression based on my 13 years of experience. And in the last episode, we listened to Liberty Buzzard. And this week, we're listening to Bookworm Banquet. You can find it at bookwormbanquet.com. And here is their description in good old Apple Podcasts. It says, Bookworm Banquet is a program that aims to satisfy your literary cravings by offering up book reviews and author interviews on all genres of books, with one caveat. The books must be family-friendly. Our goal is to offer wholesome reading to our listeners, whether they are fiction or biography, current releases or classics, children's books, or books for older readers. We will review and discuss them all. JD and Nicole are avid readers who love talking about literature and would love you to join the conversation. And the book we're going to be hearing about is called According to Their Deeds. They reviewed it. The author is Paul Robertson. Right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
This should be fun. I like to read. I've never listened to kind of a book review show. This is episode number 187 of the Podcast Rodeo Show, and it goes a little something like this. It's cool jazz. Voiceover person now. Okay? The voiceover person now.
It's or not. Time to satisfy your literary cravings. Welcome to the Bookworm Banquet Show with your hosts, JD and Nicole.
Okay.
Well, hey there, Bookworm. Thank you for tuning in. Show notes for this episode can be found at bookwormbanquet.com/16. We've got a packed show lined up for you today. We've got a review of the book According to Their Deeds by Paul Robertson. Nicole has a fact about a book of epic proportions. I can't wait to see what that's all about. And I've got a tip, which is a really great item for the bookworm who likes the outdoors. I'm one of those, so I don't know. There's probably a small percentage of bookworms that are actually outdoorsy as well. But
nice table
for those
contents.
Who are, this is going to be something you're going to like, I think.
I'm going to actually be one of those that probably isn't going to be too interested in this one. I'm not a big outdoors person.
Oh, way to sell it.
Sorry. Oh, it's probably going to be amazing for all you outdoorsy readers. You're going to love this, I'm sure.
Yes.
Those of us who want to stay inside, maybe not.
I came across this article on dictionary.com, and they were talking about words that bookworms mispronounce because we've read them first. And I mentioned this to you the other day, Nicole, and I thought, this is so funny. And I know that everyone who started reading a lot as a young person, they've come across this at some point. There's got to be some words that you have mispronounced in your head because you don't know the actual pronunciation. And so some of the ones on the list are Penelope.
Penelope.
And I totally remember this one, reading it many years ago as a kid and pronouncing it like it looks. Like,
hold on, let me guess. Penelope?
Yes. That's how I would say that in my head. And so this is one of them on the list. Another one is Descartes. Rene Descartes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's like, okay, it looks like Descartes. Yeah. That's one on the list. That's not one that I personally had trouble with. But another one on the list is grandiose. And some people Frankified that and said pronounced it as grandois.
Oh, I could see that. Well, I think when you look at a word, especially one that you think is of the French pronunciation, then you automatically want to put the wah on the end. And so I can see that. I can see how that could be commonly mispronounced, especially if you haven't heard it and you're only reading it.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the word bourgeois.
Oh, yeah.
And I think some people think it might be bourgeoisie or, but it's
well, I've heard people
bourgeois.
Say it like that too. Yeah.
But again, it's one of those French words.
Yep. Another one, which is an extremely common word, cupboard, cupboard.
Alexa style.
I personally didn't have a problem with that one, but I guess I can see a younger kid. And the example here was somebody reading the book, The Indian in the Cupboard, as a kid. And so.
Alexa stop.
So how is it actually pronounced? Cupboard?
They're pronouncing the P. Instead of it being silent. I mean, you don't really pronounce the P in that word. It's cupboard.
Okay. But is that just the way that we pronounce it because we are a very slang-ridden language and so we just say cupboard because it's easier? Or is it really supposed to be pronounced cupboard?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe we should look in the dictionary and find out.
What about important?
I know that there are a lot of words that we assume the pronunciation is what it is because it's just common vernacular, but it's actually not the proper pronunciation.
According to the pronunciation guide on dictionary.com, it is cupboard.
Cupboard.
Let's see if we can play this.
Cupboard.
It really is cupboard.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, right. I have been pronouncing enough it appropriately just in case everybody needs to know. I do know how to say cupboard.
But I thought that was funny, and I thought every bookworm can relate to this. And there's a link in the show notes if you want to check out the full
list.
Because
I'm bored with this topic at this point.
For you, the listener, let us know in the comments or contact us and let us know what word that you mispronounced because you read it first.
It's probably not something we even think about. We just don't realize that we read the word before we actually heard the word.
Yep.
And that says something about all of us.
We were done there.
When we have read a word before we've heard it, that means we're pretty stellar bookworms.
Totally, totally.
And let's not forget that today's episode is brought to you again by Adagio Teas. If you haven't tried out the selection that we have listed on the site, please go ahead and do that. Remember, Adagio is a premier online source for loose leaf teas. And yes, Bookworm Banquet does have a special blend. And if you haven't tried it, you can ask our editor, Christopher, who definitely has vouched for that. He absolutely loved our blend we created. So try that out. But they also have green teas, black teas,
white teas,
Adagio?
Chai tea. And how do you spell
Adagio? Anything you want. And stay tuned to find out how you can also get a $5 coupon towards your first purchase of Adagio tea. So if you have not had a chance to try this tea out, then use this opportunity to do that.
Hey, before we jump into the review, I also wanted to mention that on our website at bookwormbanquet.com, we've had some really great reviews posted lately by our reviewers. There was recently a review of a thriller book called Beneath the Surface by Lynn H. Blackburn.
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
Here is the thing. This is for hardcore, I think, readers. Because we were nerding out big time on words. And that started off okay. That was like, okay, Penelope, I get it, got it. It was kind of like a Saturday Night Live skit for me, where it's like, okay, I got it, I get the joke. Oh, we're going to do more of these? Okay. And, we're going to do more of these. Okay, great. And then when you really wrapped it up and then she came back and like wrapped it up, the wrap up of the, I was like, okay. So editor Chris should have, in my opinion, cut that out. I don't think we needed to hear her on that. And then here, the T ad was fine. Thought that was a nice transition in and out of that. I just would have gone to the book review. What we're talking about here with more reviews on the website, I would put that after the review. Again, not a deal breaker, but just for me, I'm kind of like, hey, I'm kind of tuning in to hear about this book. We're 5 minutes in at this point, and we haven't really got to the meat and potatoes. And to me, that's like, nah, not really sure about that. So all in all, I thought the audio quality was good. I thought the chemistry between you two was good. I liked the thing. The way to sell it, I thought was pretty funny. And you both seem... You're book nerds and I'm sorry, bookworms, whatever it is. Same thing in my book. And so I think you represent your niche well, but I now understand I'm not that much of a bookworm, apparently. And most of the books I read, I listen to books on Audible. So all in all, not a bad show. And that's why you didn't get the buzzer that Santa, by the way, that is Santa from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That is my, because I'm trying to find, I need a sound effect for meh, because it just, to me, I didn't hate it, but I wasn't like, ooh, this is good. And I think this is just probably one where I'm not your target audience. If you are a bookworm, what did you think of it? Call in your comments, 888-563-3228, and, or just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/187. And let me know. Now, if you'd like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see a banner right near the top where you can sign up. It's only $5. And I know you see the Fiverr button. You're like, yeah, but there's probably an upsell. No, it's only $5. And you can do that. If you want a full review, you can go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Right on the right-hand side, there's a link there for the Podcast Review Show where we do a full review of your show, top to bottom, website, audio quality, flow of content. And I do that with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. And if you don't have a podcast, what are you waiting for? Come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER And this is going to do it for episode 187 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Until next episode, always remember to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.